حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب، السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you once again. مفتی صاحب, we are now ready for the second leg of our program, which is the question answer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge. مفتی صاحب, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. مفتی صاحب, is abortion permissible in Islam?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مع سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا our technician Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan. In Islam, remember that when the fetus is in the womb of the mother and then people want to go and undergo termination of pregnancy, abortion and so forth, all this is absolutely haram, whether it's after 1 month or 2 months or 3 months or 4 months or whatever. Because remember, a person like that will be guilty of murder as far as Islam goes. And Quran speaks of this, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Today this world and democracy and human rights, they say that you can do abortion. But remember that Islam says absolutely haram it is. So in Islam, infanticide is haram and feticide also is haram. Infanticide, the baby is born. Now you don't like the baby, you see in India, you see in some Muslim Arab countries, same thing happening. That now they will go and abort their child or they will kill their child. Quran Kareem speaks about it. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. This a crime of wa'ad. Wa'ad means that you go and bury your baby daughter alive because you hated and despised and detested daughters. So on the day of Qiyamah, the question will be posed to the baby, why were you killed? What crime did you commit? Surah 81. And verse number 8 and 9. And then, when the child is there, so now they'll tell you that the child, the heart is not beating, or it is a Down syndrome child and so forth. So better you terminate the pregnancy. All this is haram. You must turn your focus and attention to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me pious, normal children. And remember, there are one, two exceptions, exclusions. That you see, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, taught us when you read his books and his principles, Ar-Risala, Kitabul Umm, and so forth and so on. Ma min amin illa wa qad khussa anhu al-ba'as. You will never get the general law in Islam, but always there will be one, two exclusions, exemptions. Allah forbid, a lady is walking. Then the gangster came, that shaitan person came and got hold of her and raped her. And Allah forbid, after the rape, then she fell pregnant. So in a case like that, we will say the abortion is acceptable, not as a rule, but as an exception to the rule, there won't be any sin upon her. But that also must be in the first 3 months, after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ensoulment, you see, the ruh enters, the spirit, the soul enters, the fetus after 120 days, after 4 months, then if she wants to do the abortion, although she was raped, then it is haram and not permissible. So we must remember there will be one, two exclusions like rape and so forth, but that also must be done if she's going to do that. Remember, after the first month, second month, third month, not after the fourth month. So that is totally haram. And we should know that you sisters who underwent this abortion, you know you are not leading a normal life. Your inner conscience till today, after 5, 10, 20, 30 years, is still eating you up. Am I a murderer? I murdered my own child. What the hell I went to do? So that's why Islam says, أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. You see that? Everything is known to Almighty Allah. the janin, the fetus, the unborn baby in the womb of the mother. Allah Jalla Wala alone knows everything about her. So don't fool yourself and don't get caught up with the Western culture and civilization and so forth. The haramis of the first order, we should remember that.
Is the freezing of sperm allowed in Shariat?
Not permissible. Remember that Islam wants siyanatul ansab. We're not animals. We are ashraful makhlukat. And that is that we are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, and verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. Allah Jalla Wala created you from the semen and sperm. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِهِرًا. And Almighty Allah gave you a lineage. This is your biological father. This is your biological mother. وَسِهِرًا. And then when you got married, so this is your mother-in-law, this is your father-in-law. So all this we say, Mawqi'ul Imtinan. These are occasions where Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting His bounties and favors upon this humanity and the masterpiece of His creation. Now you want to freeze the sperm and so forth and so on. Then somebody else can use your sperm. And then they will insert it in that lady and so forth. So after 10, 20, 40, 50 years, it will be total chaos and mayhem. We won't even know who's who in the zoo. So remember, they're totally haram. So freezing of sperm, surrogate motherhood, and remember they're donating milk and so forth. So to the milk bank and all haram. Sperm bank, milk bank, all haram in Islam. And the rationale is one. You must remember that. To protect the lineage of humanity, and so that you must know who your biological father, mother is. Today you go to the West, they just live in as lovers. 80-90% don't have any marriage ceremony, marriage certificate, nothing. And that is the norm now, you see that. So that is why this whole Western decadent system is going to fall apart, because it's something unnatural and unacceptable.
Mufti Saab, what's the position when women are hafizas but without practice and recitation, they forgot most of the Quran?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You, my daughter, my sister, you should think about it, that how many years, how much sacrifice you made when you were 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. How many sacrifices your parents made? How many sacrifices your teacher, your appa, your alima made? Or your ustad made and whatever? And now you are a hafizah. Just look at these verses. So many verses Allah is putting in my head now. Allah Ta'ala says, chapter 15, Surah Hijr, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. That we, definitely we, Allah uses the pronoun, royal pronoun, we, to stamp His authority, majesty and sovereignty. Nobody can do this. We reveal this reminder, the Quran Sharif, piecemeal, gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And surely we are the ones who are protecting it, preserving it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. We are the only people on the face of this earth. As the Jutla and the Jew there in the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, Hitler's children, that remember show us one Torah, original Torah, in the original language that was revealed to Moses, Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu salam. They can't show you. Tell them, we challenge you that you bring one hafiz, one person amongst your Jewish people who knows the entire Torah in the original language, by heart, by memory. The chief rabbi of Israel can't do that. The chief rabbi of South Africa can't do that. But we can produce to you millions of people, male, female, adult and children, Arabs and non-Arabs, and today's majority non-Arabs, who have committed and memorized the entire Quran Sharif. So what a great bounty. Allah's attribute is Hafizun, Hafiz. And He's translating and He's transferring it to you, O son, O daughter. Hafiz Abu Bakr, Hafiz Umar, Hafiz Usman, Hafiz Ali. So remember that. You, my daughter, حافظ مريم، حافظ فاطمة، حافظ حافظ عائشة، حافظ جميلة. So now you are leaving it, neglecting it, because you're too busy with Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. You're too busy with your husband and your children. So Allah Jalla Wala states, chapter number 42, Surah Ash-Shura, consultation, and verse number 30, write it down, chapter 42, verse 30, it will always help you in life. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Whenever a calamity, disaster, catastrophe befalls you, it is because of your own deeds and your own action. So me and you, Allah forbid, we were driving, and then we met up with the accident, kidnapping, hijacking took place. So just rewind a little bit. If we were doing good, then that is a test from Allah, liraf'id darajat. Allah wants to elevate our rank and status. And when we were doing something haram, unlawful, and then that calamity came, so that is a punishment. But that punishment also has a silver lining. Allah didn't give us death. He's giving us another opportunity to repent. So majority of the time is because of your own deeds and own actions. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And so much Allah Ta'ala forgives. Chapter 42 and verse number 30 of the Noble Quran. Now you are my daughter, what you going to do? You by hearted the Quran, you are my son. Even the boys, how many of them I know personally. So remember that what they did, they by hearted the Quran Sharif, became Hafiz, performed Taraweeh, all that in Ramadan obviously. And then they neglected the Quran. So Quran Sharif is very, very independent. If you don't show interest in the Quran will disappear. So Allah speaks of this in the Noble Quran Himself. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا. When you turn away from my Quran, my reminder, I will make your life miserable, wretched on this earth. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. We will resurrect you on the day of justice, blind. That person will say, male or female, قَالْ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Why am I blind today, Ya Allah? I used to see in the world, no spectacles, no contact lenses. Allah will say simultaneously, قَالْ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَ. My verses came to you. You by heart it, you memorized it. فَنَسِيتَهَا. And now you forgot it. You neglected it. Get out. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah never forgets. So you translate it, Allah will abandon you, neglect you. Surah Taha, chapter 20, verses number 124, 125, 126. Therefore, the dua we read mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, بِئْسَ مَا لِأَحَدِمْ أَيْ يَقُولْ نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ بَلْ نُسِيَ. Very bad for a person to say, I forgot this verse and that verse. You didn't forget it, O son, O daughter. You بَلْ نُسِيَ. It was made that you forget it because you abandoned and neglected the Quran. So therefore, every day start learning again. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you if you are sincere. Yes, if a person is very old now, 90, 100, he lost his memory, he's gone senile and so forth, that's a separate issue. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah has not burdened any person, male or female, more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. But you are young people and you're just neglecting, abandoning the Quran. That's a major, major sin, as I mentioned to you now, in the light of Quran Sharif and the hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, we have two Qari Sahabs charging every town 15,000 rand each for a recitation. Is it permissible? They are going from town to town.
All these a bunch of mufatiyas. Quran Kareem states, yu'minuna bil ghayb, that you believe in the unseen. These Qaris have come from Egypt, they come from Malaysia, they come from Hong Kong, they come from Iran, they come from here and there, and they know South African Muslims are gullible also. So they'll invite them and pay them, give them 15,000, 50,000, 100,000 rice per size. Sometimes rain, sometimes dollars, that's how they want the money and so forth. You must remember, it's all haram. To host them is haram. To advertise for them is haram. We have to name and shame them also, because they're not doing anything for Islam. They're doing it for their own pocket. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mustad Ahmad, Iqra'ul Quran. Read the Quran Sharif, wa la ta'kulu bihi. And don't go there and sell the Quran and then you eat from the Quran and so forth. So these Qarisabs coming from this country to our shores, and now they want money as a prerequisite. The more money you give, the longer they will read. And the less money you give, the shorter they will read and so forth. Not permissible, all these things here. We must never advocate it and so forth. It become like Qawwali business, you see. Then the people invite the Qawwali guy from India, Pakistan. And then they say, wah wah, shabash, kalandar, char number, paisa, fake, tamasha, dek. You see, all that. Throw the money and see what's happening and all. So all haram business, all that. So similarly, yeah, these guys, scholars for dollars are coming, you see that. And now they want money for recitation, and that is an exhibition for them. So it's not permissible, totally haram it is.
Mufti Saab, a 14-year-old girl was raped and fell pregnant. Can she abort the child?
We answered that question just now in the starting, when the first question came of rape. So we mentioned that if a lady is raped and then she fell pregnant, and that is a true story, not the covering up and so forth, then after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, then she can go for an abortion. There'll be no sin upon her. But after 4 months, then she can't go for abortion. So therefore, I remember story time. You can Google it. So you must remember that, just go to, this is must be in the 70s or 60s. So I remember my father used to bring all these newspapers. Daily the Star used to come home. You see, father bring. Oh, Sunday come, then 4 newspapers come. And we all take chance to read. Sunday Times, Sunday Tribune, Sunday Express and the Post. Post give you all the African news. All funny, funny stories. Who made Muti? You see, who made Jadu? Who made said Sihar, and so all funny crazy news there. So I used to like reading that Post because it gives you all funny stories. I was the youngest now. So now you must read, go just Google it. You will see Old Bailey. Old Bailey is the court's name. And the judge's name was Judge Pickles, Achar. You see, Judge Pickles. So I remember that. So he told that two ladies, or one lady, she was raped. He said, you also the problem in this. See how you dress and see how you wear clothes and all this kind of thing there. Half your body is naked and so forth and so. So you're enticing people to do that. And remember, in a case like that, where he, that person, committed this crime of rape, Allah forbid, zina bil jabr, it's called, then if he is an unmarried male, 100 lashes for him in public. Is a married person, then is the death penalty for him. And on that lady, remember, there will be no punishment and so forth. But if she dressed immodestly and all these kind of things, then there won't be the lashes and death penalty, but there can be ta'zir. And that is, you can impose, you see, a fine upon her, according to the Hanbali scholars and them, or you imprison her, or you tell her she must do some community service, and you know, certain things that it cook for the poor people or something. So like that, you can take certain steps and so forth. But Google it and you will see Old Bailey and Judge Pickles and how he reprimanded and rebuked that lady because of her attire and dressing and so forth.
Mufti Saab, my 2025 zakat from Ramadan to end of October has been paid. Is it permissible now for me to start giving the 2026 calculation?
100% permissible. This masla is called ta'ajilu zakat. You're paying zakat in advance. However, my brother, my sister, just one rectification. You must remember, when you calculate and pay your zakat, you don't work with the year 2024, 2025, 2026. You don't work with the Gregorian calendar. You work with the Islamic Hijra calendar. So why? Because you must remember that when you look at the cycle, you will see that every year, that 10 days, it comes earlier. So whether it be Ramadan, whether it be Eid, whether it be Hajj, and so forth and so on. So after 30, 33 years, you paid your zakat. But one Islamic year, you missed out, it means. So therefore, you should keep on paying extra, extra zakat as well for all the mistakes we did in the past. But in principle, for you to pay zakat in advance is permissible. But try and change your zakat payment according to the lunar calendar and not the Gregorian calendar. Dann ist alles recht. Then everything is fine, inshallah. In the interim, pay more and more. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with more. Chapter number 30, Surah Rum, verse 39. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat and you give it to the poor Muslim who is destitute and really struggling, so then for the love and pleasure of Allah Jalla Wala, Allah will multiply your zakat reward manifold, multiple times. You try it and see, but it must be done solely, only, exclusively for the love of Allah Jalla Wala, not for name and fame.
I have two questions from my daughter. Number one, she'll be giving birth in the next 2 weeks. She is currently in iddat. Does she have to give the baby his or her father's name or not, or can we use our surname? Number two, if it's a boy, is it compulsory to make aqiqah on two sheep, or can one be done due to financial constraints?
Very good question. Let us understand the background here, what's happening. Number one is, this couple were married. The marriage then sour, Allah forbid. The husband gave his wife talaq, divorce. And that wife was in hamal. She's expecting, she's pregnant. So you got the picture? So that's the question. So now we come to the question and then I'll give you the answer. So because her relationship with her ex-husband is turned sour, so she's asking, in 2 weeks' time when she gives birth, can they register this baby on their name, meaning on her maiden surname and so forth? Totally haram for you to do that. Ud'uhum li'abaihim. Chapter 33, verse number 5. You must call your children, grandchildren, by the biological father's name. You women, after you get divorced or during divorce and so forth, the iddat, then you want to change. You must remember the name of your children to your maiden name. Totally haram. You know what you're telling the world, that your child is a haram child, an illegitimate child, a bee. So in Islam, the only time the baby's lineage will go to the mother, there's no blame and sin on the baby. So to the mother will be when she was involved in zina, fornication, adultery and so forth, and the husband said that this is not my child and so forth. So yulhaqul waladu bil So when it is a zina child, a child of fornication, adultery, then the mother will be, the lineage will go to the mother and not to the father. So what you're suggesting is totally haram and not permissible. Second question, if the baby is a boy, both of you, you, the lady who is there, and your family, all of you, you should read chapter number 37, verse 100, just after Surah Yasin, Surah Safat, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, give me pious boys, normal boys. You want the baby girl? Rabbi habli min as-salihat. Ya Allah, give me normal pious daughters, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So you ask Allah Jalla Wala. If it is a baby boy, then today, Monday, the baby was born, then the Sunday is the seventh day, then you slaughter two goats or two sheep. And if it's a baby girl, then one goat or one sheep. But now if it's a baby boy and you can't afford two goats or two sheep, or any one of them, so no problem, slaughter one. And then after 3 months, 6 months, whenever you have the means, then you slaughter the other one, all permissible, there's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, a man passes away and leaves behind a wife and a daughter, one brother and three sisters, how will the estate be divided?
There's a lot of people send that question, I see. So let us look at what happens when a Muslim person passes away. First will be burial, funeral expenses. The money will be taken from the estate of the deceased. But if some children or family member or friend, even a non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, wants to pay, it's permissible. Second one, the debts of the person must be paid. Personal debts, business debts, corporate debts, immediately. not after 40 days and 100 days and all that. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tubza'anu, hadith in Musnad Ahmad. The person will not enter Jannah and paradise until and unless all the debts are paid. So we have to ensure all the debts are paid. Third one is wasiyah, what you bequeath for non-heirs. So remember, the maximum will be 1/3 of the net estate. So that is the first three steps. Now the last step will come, the shares of the heirs. So yeah, according to the question, the husband passed away. Allah give him Jannat al-Firdaus. So he was survived by who? His wife and then a daughter. So the wife, your share will be 12.5%. You daughter, you alone, your share will be 50%, 50. And now you take 12.5 and 50, 62.5%. Now that residue remainder, so there is one son, or one brother rather, don't say son. So one brother of the deceased and three sisters. So of that remainder, after the 62.5%, so that residue remainder will go to the brother and to the sisters, ratio 2:1. You make 5 shares, 2 shares for the brother and 3 shares for the sisters, 1-1 each. And all the nephews, nieces, nobody will inherit anything. So if you wanted to give them something, you could have bequeathed something for them. So that was your prerogative. But now you're dead and gone history. So we have to carry on with the geography now.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that the deceased are told about their living family once a week?
Not true that. You must remember that we don't go and tell them, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِئٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. You can't make anybody hear anything in the grave. And nowhere is it proven in Quran Sharif or authentic Sunnah and Hadith that they, the people who are deceased, they come to know what we are doing here every week. Somebody, some angel or somebody goes and tell them. There's no dalil and evidence for that. And similarly, that they come and tell us things, their ruh comes and stays there 40 days and all that, and come tell us stories, so that also is not authentic. So this whole story is not authentic. In our Islamic jargon and terminology, we will say, la asla lahu. It doesn't have any basis in Islam. This is from where, you know the story. Come from Saharanpur, Palanpur, Dabelpur, Kolwatpur, Mirzapur. Too much puri business, puri patta business there. So all Indian delights and Indian fairy tales it is, you must remember that. Mustn't believe in these things.
Kishab, is it jais for females to do online tuition and teaching?
So who are you going to teach? That's the big question. So if you are in South Africa and you are teaching girls, young girls and all that, the old ladies online, you see, they in Dubai or they in England or they, you must remember, in Switzerland, Zurich or whatever. So it's a female teacher and female student. So that will be permissible. But if you are doing it via video and all these type of things, you can see them, they can see you, or there's some men operator and all that, then obviously it's not permissible. You must be clear on that as well. So therefore, personally, I don't encourage this. Story time quickly, one person came, and I didn't even know him, but he's multi-millionaire family, you see. He said that we want, you must teach Mishkat Sharif. So I said, to who? So he said, my students in Australia. So I told him, you know, I don't agree too much with this. He said, okay, try it. So I taught them for about 2-3 months. I remember one student was a doctor, you see that, in Australia. So they were enjoying it too much, you see that. But then I wasn't comfortable and all. So I told them, but this were all boys, young men and so forth. But Islam says when you want to teach, it must be Sina Basina. Sina Basina means the student must be in front of you. Then you will imbibe and acquire the 100% benefit, you must remember. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq. Barakallahu fiqh. Muhasirim Kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.